At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I'm speaking with our sponsor, FMC, and Rusty Mitchell, and great to see you here, Rusty. We're going to talk about cotton first here, and then something else that's very new from FMC. So let's first look to the cotton crop, and I guess maybe some recommendations that you've got for growers this year?
Yeah, Chuck, good to be here this afternoon. FMC has got a new product. I mean, the big interest in cotton, of course, as with any of the row crops that we're dealing with in the Mid-South, is going to be Palmer amaranthus control. We are introducing this year a new product in Anthem Flex, which is our peroxisulfone offering, applied in cotton post-direct, either under a hooded spray application or as a lay-by. Gives the farmer another option to apply a residual type of product that will provide them season-long or continued-long control of not only grasses but Palmer amaranth as well.
And now you've been through most of the first day of the show here. Kind of what's the mood of the farmers you've talked to already?
They seem to be upbeat. Of course, we've got some bad weather that's come in the last couple of 2 or 3 days. We had a great latter part of January. A lot of the field work has already been done. So we've got good moistures in the field right now. So they tend to be upbeat. Corn prices are down a little bit. We feel like it's going to be a little bit of a switch more so to soybeans. Their cotton acres should be flat, and the rice acres should be flat as well. But there tends to be an upbeat, you know. Just have to wait and see.
Now, you have in your exhibit this year a lot less space because you've got this big yellow and green wheeled unit. Want to tell me a little bit about Thrive 3D?
Yeah, Chuck, we've got a new system this year that we're introducing throughout the U.S. It's called Thrive 3D. It's an application technology platform that we're utilizing for making an application of bifenthrin, the active ingredient that we typically have been found in a product capture LFR. This particular system itself, though, for those individual farmers that may not necessarily be interested in putting out a starter pop-up type fertilizer, but yet still want the technology of an insecticide infura, such as bifenthrin, that it offers for the seedling pest control for our corn farmers down here in the South, then you've got this opportunity to utilize this equipment, make that application. The tank itself will, once filled with the water and the pesticide materials itself, can cover 500 acres in one filling. So it makes it very, very easy, very, very efficient from the standpoint of labor utilization, fuel utilization, in order to make an application like that for their seedling pest and soybean.
Is this Thrive 3D going to be available for this season?
Or? It will be. It will be available this year. We've got some 100 units that are scheduled to be placed on planters right now. I know that there's one that is on a very large planter, actually, up there in the Boot Hill of Missouri. We have got units that are available, some that are in the process of being established on planters here soon as we get ready and prepare for corn planting that's going to be coming up in our area in just a matter of weeks, actually.
Yeah. Well, we saw it first at Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, and my wife Cindy has a nice video on YouTube of showing it in action and being demonstrated there when kind of like a little class you guys were running. So I'll point them to that again.
Oh, really appreciate it. Like I said, you can see that on that video. You can see the foaming system. It is quite unique. We're quite excited about it. And it is a platform that you will see in future years to come, not only just bifenthrin, but you'll start seeing opportunities for products that will have not only insecticidal, but fungicidal and biostimulus products incorporated into that system as well. So it's going to be an ongoing platform for FMC and the corn producers.
Well, thank you very much, Rusty. Glad I got here finally so that I could talk to you. It just makes these trips more memorable sometimes. So glad we missed the weather that was you were talking about. Beautiful, sunny, nice day out here in Memphis for the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. And from the FMC booth, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.